Squad Cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved. Johannesburg, July the 3rd, 12:35 a.m. The last buses are returning to their depots. A street cleaning unit, its brushes hissing against the curbside, lumbers slowly along. The driver shivers and draws his coat tighter around himself, scant protection against winter's icy blast. In a dimly lit street off the lower end of Nugget Street, a squad car idly prowls along, the strong headlights piercing the blanket of darkness ahead. At the wheel, Constable Henk Duplessis whistles tunelessly between his teeth. The warmth of the human bodies inside the car causes the windscreen to mist over slightly. Constable Johnny Wilson leans forward and rubs his hand over the glass.
Ooh. Only an hour and a half now, Johnny, and we're through.
The last stretch is always the longest, though.
This isn't like you, Johnny. You're normally the one who only starts living after midnight.
Hank, if you'd been to the party I'd been to yesterday, you'd also... Oh, but don't remind me.
You'll learn one day. Man, there's nothing wrong with you that a few aspirin and a good night's sleep won't fix up.
No.
Attention all cars, attention all cars. Two men report to have escaped from Kronstadt jail this afternoon. Frederick Martens and Carl Foslo. Suspected to be heading north for the round. Here's the description. Foslo, 5'11", weighs 180 pounds, dark hair, 2-inch scar on his left chin. Martens is 5'9½, weight 155 pounds, thick set with blonde hair. These men are not suspected to be armed, that's all.
I wonder how far they'll get. If they're lucky with the lift, they could be here by now.
At 1:45 a.m., outside a house in Mayfair, Johannesburg, two men wait on the front stoop as the doorbell is rung.
Sure this is the house?
Of course. Max gave me the address before he got out.
Maybe he's going straight.
Max? Don't make me laugh. Anyway, even if he has, that's no reason for him not helping a couple of Chinas. Ring again.
Yeah? Who is it?
It's me, Max. Carl Foslo. Let us in.
Carl, I thought you were still inside.
We'll tell you all about it when you let us in.
Us?
Do you remember Fred Martin?
Fred. All right, quickly. Come in.
Who is it, Max?
It's all right. Someone to see me. Through here.
Well, it's a nice time to come visiting, I must say.
Talk about Nag. Sometimes I wish I were back inside.
I won't be long, Letty.
That's one thing about being inside. No nagging wives.
You're married? I didn't know.
Well, sort of. She makes me sick. Anyway, never mind about her. Tell me about you two.
We did a duck 3 days ago. It was still hot. Got to lay low for a while.
No chance here, mate. Not with her. She talks too much.
Well, then, you'll have to help us another way, Max. We must get well away. We need a car and a gun.
Max Albright has had enough of the boredom of going straight. He's ripe for excitement, and Foslo and Martin seem to be the ones to be able to give it to him. Max gets hold of a gun stolen from his brother, a .32 caliber automatic. Hours later, in the early dawn, two men survey the cars parked in the Hillbrow basement.
Yeah, Max. This one's open.
Good. Get in. I'll get in this side.
Can you manage it?
Just twist this around here. Now, put her into neutral.
She is in neutral.
Fine. Just start her up, then.
Listen to that engine. Like a sewing machine.
Let's get back and pick up Fred. You drive.
Yes. Better get him to do something about the discs.
do it, Fred.
What? Forged third party and license discs? Nothing to it. What worries me, though, is the license plate.
Ah, that's nothing. I know where we can get plates made. Any number you like. No questions asked. It'll take a day, though.
All right, then. We'll make it a Durban number plate, since that's where we're going. You go and organize the plates, Max. I'll fix up the disc. We should be ready to leave as soon as we have some cash for the petrol.
July the 5th, 12:30 a.m. Car 17 is proceeding from radio headquarters to the city center when the radio crackles into life.
Control to car 17. Control to car 17.
Car 17 to control. Come in, control.
Proceed to Chinese general store at west end of Commissioner Street. Store's been burgled and the owner injured. Store situated about 100 yards past the Sower Street intersection.
Right, we're on our way. Over and out. Right, Hank, let's move it.
a.m. and with a howl of tortured brakes, squad car 17 screeches to a halt outside a dingy little general store at the Chinatown end of Commissioner Street.
Okay, Johnny, this is the place. Let's go.
Come on now. Clear the way. Now move over there. Let us through, please.
Oh, police, over here. Come quick, please. My father.
Is he badly hurt? Have you called an ambulance?
Ambulance coming. My father is shot in shoulder. You come see quick.
Okay, okay. Lead the way.
Him inside shop. We lay him on counter. Over here. Over here.
You take a look at him, Johnny. Let me see what else I can find.
Yeah, all right.
Now, what happened?
Me upstairs in storeroom. We working late. I hear shouting, then come. Come down, see father lying like that.
Did you see who did it?
No see. Men all gone.
Men? How do you know they were men?
Me see car drive away.
Which way?
That way.
Coming down Commissioner Street, making towards Krugersdorp.
Did you get the number?
No, just see car. Big white car, American maybe.
Here comes the ambulance.
How badly hurt is he?
He'll live. Nothing serious. The bullet went clean through the shoulder, a flesh wound. Must have fainted from the shock. And here's the cartridge. I dug it out of a shelving behind the counter.
Ah, that's good going. You certainly don't need your eyes tested. Looks like a 32. Better hang on to it for the ballistic boys.
Hello, Constable. What's going on here?
There's your man lying over there. He's not too bad, only a flesh wound. Mainly shock, I think.
You hang on for the murder and robbery boys, Johnny. I'd better radio this to control right away. These guys might cause more trouble soon.
One a.m. and car 17 reports back to radio headquarters.
Which direction was the car traveling?
It made off west, towards Krugersdorp, down Commissioner Street.
Better get moving in that direction to see if we can spot anything. I'll alert the other cars in that area.
We're on our way.
Search proves fruitless. Proceeding on the main reef road as far as Krugersdorp, car 17 sees no sign of the large white American sedan. In the ransacked Chinese store, the murder and robbery squad finds no fingerprints, no clues to give a hint to the identity of the robbers. The bullet found by Constable Wilson is sent to the South African Criminal Bureau in Pretoria. There, it is established the bullet was fired from a Badiger 32 automatic. July the 7th, 8:15 p.m. Outside a small block of flats near Joubert Park, an elderly lady is returning home from a visit to a friend. She turns into the entrance of the building as two men rush out.
Oh, my goodness, you should be more careful.
Ah, quit your beeping. Come on, Fred, hurry.
Well, really,
I... Yeah, what's good for you? Just be on your way, lady.
I have a good mind to report this to the flat superintendent.
Look, we're sorry, lady. It was an accident. Oh. We're just late for an appointment.
Oh, forget it. Let's go.
Goodness me. What rude young men.
Shaken but unhurt, the lady continues up to her flat on the first floor. The door to her flat is open. Inside, she finds someone on the telephone.
Why, Mr. Trollope, what are you doing here?
Oh, Miss Winters, I was just going to phone the police. The most extraordinary thing has just happened. I came down to visit you, and as I knocked on the door, two men rushed out and nearly knocked me over.
No.
Well, I looked in and found this.
Oh.
So I was going to phone the police.
Oh, goodness, what a mess. They've been stealing. So that's why they rushed out like that.
Did you see them?
Yes, I did. In the entrance, they nearly knocked me over. They drove off in a big white car.
Florida, July the 10th, 10:30 p.m. A Portuguese cafe owner, Eduardo Montero, is getting ready to close up for the night.
Sorry, it's all closed up for the night.
Shut up. Get over there.
What do you think you're doing?
Put your hands up. Don't try anything or you're a dead duck.
What do you want? You want money? There's no money here.
Shut up, you. Carl, check the till. I'll keep him covered.
What's the matter with you, eh? I'm not a rich man.
You don't keep your hands up, you'll be a dead man.
There's nothing here. He's emptied it out already.
All right, where is it?
What do you want? I tell you, there's no money here.
No, sir, we haven't got time to waste. Search him, Carl.
Here we are. R7 only. He's got the day's takings hidden somewhere.
Oh, all right. All right. I give you.
Well, where is it?
Well, I must bring my hands down.
Okay. Do it slowly.
Yes, I do it slowly. See? Very slowly.
Fred, look out. He's got a shotgun behind the counter there.
You're trying. They kill you.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stupid. I kill you. Shoot.
Killed him.
It was him or me, wasn't it? That shotgun could have blown a hole in me the size of a football.
You've killed him.
Oh, quit beeping. Come on, let's blow.
Eduardo Montero's killers make off with R7. In a canvas bag under the counter, they overlook R36.40. A witness across the street sees two men rush out of the shop. They're driven off by a third man in a large white American sedan. At Witwatersrand Police Headquarters, a special briefing is held by Brigadier Peltzer. Johnny Wilson and Hank Duplessis attend, together with other squad car teams and members of the CID.
And so, gentlemen, from the facts on hand, we can assume the following. These robberies were not planned. They were very haphazardly executed. Secondly, we are now sure that two of these men are Foslow and Martins, who escaped from Kronstadt a week ago. This we know by a set of fingerprints found in the Joubert Park flat. Thirdly, these men are desperate and will stop at nothing, as they showed us in their last job. As yet, we have no idea of the identity of the third man. This need not hinder us, though, in our search. We know the car's a 1962 model, a Fleetwing sedan, and we have a description of Foslow and Martins. Lieutenant.
Sir.
Have you had any luck with garage attendants on the main roads yet?
No, sir.
As you've gathered, the lieutenant here has got his boys from murder and robbery checking all garages with a description of the men and the car. The minute anything comes through, you'll be briefed. Meanwhile, keep your eyes open and be careful. I repeat, these men are dangerous. Benner?
You sent for me, sir?
Wilson, come in, come in. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Now, we've just heard from the police at Maritzburg. Garage attendant has reported a white 62 Fleetwing, which could be the one we want.
Martins and Foslow, sir?
Maybe. But we've also had similar reports from Whitbank and Nailstrom. Anyway, the point is I've got to get down to Durban for a regional conference. So I thought I'd get a lift in your car.
In our car, sir?
Well, it's advisable that somebody from here who's being concerned with the case should follow it up down there. And the murder and robbery boys here are all fully occupied. Well, how soon can you have the car ready? 4 hours?
4 hours? Yes, Brigadier. 4 hours. Yes, sir.
Though not the usual procedure, Brigadier Peltzer's decision to send Car 17 to Durban was not one to cause undue surprise. Constables Duplessis and Wilson had been involved with the case from the beginning, had attended many briefings regarding the situation, and as the Brigadier needed a car to Durban, it was a logical choice.
You know, Hank, I've come to a conclusion. We're mugs working in Johannesburg. This is what I call living, man. Boy, this sea air does things for you.
And from the way you're looking around at the Popsies, it's not only the sea air. Just remember what we're here for.
Yeah, 2 days already and not a sight of that car. Man, every year but 62. Not one of them.
Oh, well, better move on. Let's drive further on along the Esplanade. Look at the crowds here. Am I glad our kids are not at school yet? Oh, it must be murder to have to come here on holiday in the middle of July. Oh,
but Hank, man, that's when all the talent's here. If you come out of season to a place like this, it's dead.
Hey, Johnny, if we get a few moments before we go back to Joburg, maybe we can go see the dolphins in the aquarium.
Oh, no, man, those are down in Port Elizabeth. Hey, look, Hank, there's a roadhouse. Let's pull in and check the cars there, eh?
Whoa, there are enough of them. Will we find a place to park?
Oh, there's one, over there, next to the red convertible.
I trust you, Johnny, to find the only parking spot next to a car with two girls in it.
Oh, are there? I didn't notice.
Ah, ha, ha. Well, here we are.
Well, there's certainly nothing in this vicinity. Oh, look, you stay in the car and I'll see what I can find, eh?
Yes, sir. What do you have?
Hey, Johnny, that's not a bad idea. Like something?
Yeah, great, great. Look, order me a coffee while I take a look around, eh?
Got that, waiter? Two coffees.
Yes, sir. Anything to eat, sir?
No, that's all, thank you.
Right, you are, sir.
I'll be with you in a moment, Hank.
Just don't drink my coffee when it comes, eh?
Maybe one of those girls won't mind coming over here. They could have your coffee.
Oh, I can just see you talking to a strange girl.
Now, let's see. There's a Fleet Wing, but it's blue. White. A white Fleet Wing. Definitely nothing here. Well, better get back before my coffee gets cold. Well, thanks for the coffee, Hank.
Just remember, you pay next time.
Is your name Duplessis or McTavish?
Well, do we continue along the Esplanade or do we turn into town now?
No, I think we keep going north, Hank. Go as far as the river mouth, huh? And check the cars at the roadhouse there.
Okay, Johnny. But I'm beginning to think these blokes aren't even in Durban.
Hey, Hank, pull up. Over there. A white Fleet Wing, and it looks like a 62.
Nice going, Johnny. That could be it. All parked and ready for us. I'm going to have a look at it. Looks all right. Number plates. License discs. They all match up. This car doesn't look stolen to me. It's got a Durban number. Oh, well. Looks like we've drawn a blank again. Hey, wait a minute. Grote Griet. This is it.
Nice going, Duplessis. I like a man to use his head.
Oh, sir. It was obvious, really. Nobody's going to drive a 62 Fleet Wing and leave the inside as dirty as that.
Anyway, you say that afterwards you trailed that car to the Frangway Hotel and the driver went in.
Yes, sir. And it definitely wasn't Forslow or Martin's. And that hotel really convinced me. Imagine the driver of that kind of car going to a dump like that.
Right. Now, you go and join Constable Wilson. Radio control says the car is still up there. Keep out of sight until you see me go into the hotel. Then follow up. But act as if you don't know me. Just stay around the hotel lobby. Right, let's go.
Thirty minutes later, Constables Wilson and Duplessis are sitting in car 17, parked a block away from the hotel. A small English car draws up in front of the Frangway Hotel. A tall, well-built man in plain clothes steps out and walks firmly into the building.
Okay, Hank. There he goes. Easy now. Let's go. I've got an idea, Hank. Let me do the talking.
Okay, Johnny. Here we are. It's all yours.
A friend of mine told me to meet him here, Mr. You know, the one who drives that Fleet Wing outside.
Excuse me. Can you tell me where the toilet is, please? I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes, sir. The door next to the bar down there.
As I was saying, this friend of mine, the one who drives that white Fleet Wing.
Oh, Mr. Higgins. Yes, sir. Room 12, first floor.
Message from reception, sir.
What is it?
You'll have to open the door, sir. I'm afraid...
Well, what is it?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to put your hands up. What the... What's this? Okay, Fossler, this is the end. Get back in there, no tricks. 38 makes a big hole in a man.
What's the bus, Carol?
Ah, you too. No tricks now. Get against the wall and don't move.
Okay, sir. Do a proceed down in the lobby.
Search him, Constable.
Yes, sir. And don't drop your hands, Martins. Get them up again.
Just lost my balance.
No, sir. Nothing on him. Now you, Foslow.
What's so funny, Martins? We've got a murder charge against you. You find that funny?
What murder?
The Portuguese in Florida. We've got a fingerprint of yours to prove it.
Have you got the gun?
Now just shut up and get back against that wall. Nothing on him, sir.
Nothing on them, eh? Keep them covered, Constable. I'd like another look in your jacket, if you don't mind.
Don't you trust your cops frisking?
Definitely nothing here. I wonder... Pull up your trouser leg. You don't... I thought so. Here we are. Barriga 32.
A duck, sir! He's making a bolt! Blast! Missed him! Hank! Get him! It's Martins!
Right! Halt, Martins! Halt! Halt!
Are you okay, Hank?
Yeah, Johnny. He ran into me. He's okay. He just shot his leg.
Yeah.
You swine, I'll get you for that.
Ah, forget it, boy. You'll get no one where you're going.
Okay, Foslow. Just don't get any ideas or you'll join your pal down there.
Are you okay, sir? I'm sorry I had to shoot so close to you up there. How did you know he still had a gun on him?
Man, he was just a little too confident. I had the feeling he was up to something. It was just a hunch.
Yeah, he must have palmed the gun when he stumbled while I was searching him.
I hope you rot.
Not us, Martins. You. This piece of artillery is going to hang you.
Fred Martins and Carl Foslow were arrested in the Frangway Hotel by Brigadier Pelzer and Constables Duplessis and Wilson. Max Albright was later traced back to his home in Mayfair, Johannesburg. The fingerprints from the Joubert Park flat and the door handle of the Florida shop, together with the gun, were enough to have Martins and Foslow found guilty of murder. Albright was judged guilty of aiding and abetting in the crimes and received a sentence of 5 years hard labor. On the morning of March the 12th, Martins and Foslow paid the supreme penalty. empty streets of night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars.